You're listening to a That Humble Radio production. Now, bringing you the most average quality in sports-related news, headlines, rumors, and opinions. Here's Jordan and Ted with the Max Deal.
That's not
you're
basketball.
Listening to the Max Deal. You hear what I say? Talking sports with your boys Jordan and Ted. By God, by God, by God. This is Jim Ross. By God. Not listening is egregious and horrific. Listening to the show is wonderful and terrific. It's your boys Jordan and Ted. It's your boys Jordan and Ted. It's your boys Jordan and Ted. You're listening to the Max Deal. You hear what I say?
I think
talking sports with your boys Jordan and Ted. By God, by God, by God. This is Jim Ross. By God. Not listening is egregious and horrific. Listening to the show is wonderful and terrific.
Loser.
It's your boys Jordan and Ted. It's your boys Jordan and Ted. It's your boys Jordan and Ted.
Yes, sir. It's TMD, the Max Deal, right here on thathumble.com. Let me tell you, oh my God, there's exclusive content, thathumble.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you stream audio, that's where you can find us. If you don't know me, I'm at Jordan_Verge on Twitter, the Max Deal. Listen, it's a podcast where we talk about the real stuff that those other like mainstream shows don't want you to know about, all right? Mainly sports. I like to say sports. I like basketball. Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. So naturally, that's what we talk to. And I am so lucky that I have someone in my life who will indulge me and talk basketball with me once a week. Ted, who am I joined by every single time I'm joined by you?
It's Ted. On Twitter, at TedGITD. Verge, it's the Max Deal.
Ted, it's
We're actually back.
We are back. No one thought we would do it last week. We thought it was over. That's it. NBA's done. The Olympics got started. Team USA was off to a bad start. We thought it was over. No reason to go on in life. But here we are. We find reasons to wake up in the morning. Isn't that right?
We do. We do.
The Max Deal, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere. But my favorite place is thathumble.com. First of all, we don't need that music anymore. Our Twitter is at Jordan_Verge, at TedGITD. Hit us up. Talk about anything. We're also on YouTube. Just search up That Humble. You're going to find us. But my new baby, let me tell you, we've been saying this for months. We're TikTokers at the Max Deal. But Ted, we're really TikTokers now. I love this.
We are.
This is my favorite.
And those are words we never thought we'd say.
Yeah, not only that we're TikTokers, but that we enjoy being TikTokers, right?
Yes.
Ted, there's this global thing going on right now that's not a pandemic. It's called the Olympics. And we were focusing on Olympic basketball last week. We were talking about how Team USA off to a kind of a bad start. They lost against France. They've had some wins since then. They've turned it around. They are in the medaling bracket. If you can see this this tournament I have over here. So we beat Spain. So now we're guaranteed to at least play for a bronze medal. On Thursday, we're playing Australia.
They turned it around. My boys figured it out. Now it's going to be an interesting set of games here. They got to go against Australia. Patty Mills, sharpshooter, also free agent. And then to the finals, they either go against France, who they've lost to already.
Yep. Either France
Slovenia.
Or Slovenia. Luka Doncic.
Is that Luka? Yeah, Luka, Mr. Croatian.
Is it? Is that his name?
Is Luka Croatian?
I think he's Slovenian, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I think Croatia is a different place.
It is.
So this is our Final Four right here. Someone should trademark that. Final Four. I like that. France, Slovenia, U.S., Australia. I have faith in my boys now, honestly. Last week around this time, I thought we were done. I think we're gonna come away with some gold.
I would agree.
I think that they finally realized we need to get a good night's sleep, okay? Those beds. Yeah, those beds were not that good. I'm sure that somebody, JaVale McGee, probably sleeping on the floor now, okay? Because he probably had to push some beds together to make like Kevin Durant more comfortable, Jason Tatum more comfortable. I think that's what ended up happening. But last week, we kind of alluded to it right now. If the U.S. didn't win, we said we'd support someone. And who was that someone that we said we were going to support?
Was it Luka?
Yeah, you nailed it. So I got some highlights from Slovenia and Japan. And let me just tell you, I love this Luka Doncic guy. Am I the first person to ever say, I think he's going to be a star in basketball?
I think so.
Goes through a gap. Here's Doncic. Oh, super stuff from Doncic. The nameless pass.
Dude, it's everything he does, too, and he makes it look so easy. It's kind of stupid, right? Honestly.
So simple.
And even just like, yeah, just a regular pass. It makes these highlight reels. You can see this boy in the bottom left right here. He already knows he's going to be wide ass open for this Luka pass. And nobody else on the court is... this isn't a red flag for anyone else?
You would think so, but it's not.
It was Doncic.
It wasn't even the guy.
That's funny.
Wasn't even the guy who was open.
Nope.
Boop. Oh, super stuff from Doncic. The noble pass and finished off superbly by Latko Kanchar. 10 points.
I think they should have Kenny and Shaq.
Yeah, throw me some Ernie Johnson. Yeah,
and Charles and Marv Albert's on the call.
I need some inside the NBA. coverage of the Olympics. That's something that we've been lacking.
I need Shaq to pronounce all the names wrong.
I need Charles to be there. Give me some guarantees. He had a good, pretty good streak at the end of this last season, but I need some more guarantees.
Because, like, you know, it would be like no disrespect to hard pronouncing names, but I think Shaq would just make it funny.
Yeah, no, for
like
sure.
That guy right there, BABA. Like Shaq would have a field day with that name.
You and I have a field day with that. But, you know, yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, recognizable entity in basketball. Baba.
Yeah, we're not funny enough for this.
It's not like, cool if I say Baba.
Yeah, but Shaq or Charles saying it's probably hilarious.
What about that move from Doncic? Putting on the style. Timeout called.
In fact, Charles probably couldn't even pronounce Doncic. He probably would just be like Luka.
I've definitely heard his name pronounced Doncic before, for sure. He's a, you know, MVP candidate, multiple time All Star by this point. Nope.
Like, I'll be honest, I had no idea how to pronounce it when we were hearing about him.
Lucha Doncic.
2 years ago.
Lucha.
Lucha.
He's just gonna do some good Lucha things.
16-point lead. No look pass. It's like Magic Johnson style.
Was he okay? First of all, yeah. Like, there's only one Magic Johnson, but you know, Luka. You know, he might be. I've seen some comparisons calling him the sweet in between Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. And first of all,
not the illegitimate child of
both of them. it was the 80s. A lot was going on.
Yeah.
Man. I feel like right here.
No look pass.
It was
like
the pass
Magic
to the
Johnson
guy right there. Was Luka looking to I think he was trying to get like some props from him.
Yeah, I think he was trying to dap him up.
Yeah, dap him up, give him a fist bump, high five, anything. Any. Just gets blown off. He sees that. Look at this face.
What better face?
Bro, I could not have.
To have.
I could have not.
Have as the face of the NBA. Than yeah, Luka.
Definitely. But this is like, yo, I left you wide open. I got you so good. Don't leave me hanging. Give me props. Come on.
You know, is Luka being the face of the NBA sort of like how TikTok is just ruling the world right now?
Elaborate. Let's hear it.
You see these young, angsty kids on TikTok. Everybody just loves them for their hairstyle and IGDAF attitude.
Yeah.
Is that just... You know, is it just following suit here with Luka?
You know, he's got the hair. He's got the tattoos.
How many times has Luka said sheesh in the mirror?
I'm sure if I listen back to this play and then we listen really closely, I bet he's yelling sheesh while throwing that pass.
Look at the dude in the backpack. He's like...
This man right here?
Not happy. Yeah, he's not happy either.
These guys, you know what? They're going to medal in basketball, something that Slovenia has never done, thanks to this kid in the middle. Thanks almost exclusively to this kid in the middle.
He should be the, I don't know what Slovenia has, president, ruler, leader. He should be the leader.
Let's see. I'm just going to look up Slovenian leader. And I wouldn't be surprised if just the picture of Luka Doncic popped up. They have a president.
Okay. Luka should be the president. You know, of Slovenia.
Do they hold, like... I don't know anything about Slovenian sovereignty. I don't know about their government system at all. If they have a democratic election, this boy Luka needs to run.
Mm-hmm.
Make some decisions. Luka is the cover star of 2K22 coming up. And he's the first active white guy on the cover.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that kind of hard to believe?
Of NBA 2K?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's hard to believe.
You're just thinking, like, there's got to have been some good white guys, right?
Steve Nash, Dirk, like none of them ever made the cover?
Nope. I mean, I think international editions, maybe they sniffed it, but nope. Dirk is on the Legends edition this year. But the only other white guy that I could note was Larry Bird in 2012 when they did the three covers. It was Magic, Jordan, and Bird. But, you know, he wasn't active. Doesn't really count.
That's fair.
Luka Doncic. Yeah, you learned something new every day.
I just got 2K21 for PlayStation 4.
Really? How do you like it?
It's not working.
Oh. What's going on?
I can't figure it out. It was only $15, so I said, hey, whatever.
At that point, you know what? You're donating your money to 2K to make next year's game good, right?
Yeah. Here, Ronnie, take this money.
Hey, I asked you this question a couple weeks ago. I want to see if your answer has changed. It may be a little bit of a loaded question, Ted. What are your thoughts on flopping?
Oof. We probably should get it out of the game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Full transparency, Ted. I had clipped a video that would have led into that question pretty perfectly. It was refs calling technical fouls on Slovenian basketball players who are flopping in the Olympics. So is that a FIBA rule where if you do like a noticeable flop...
Let's not get into the rules again.
You get teed up?
The FIBA rules, I might as well read the Webster Dictionary for 30 minutes.
Honestly, like, if we were to get the FIBA rules up, I'm sure there are some fine prints in there. Some fine prints within the fine prints. We're going to have to break out our magnifying glasses.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's something that we'll...
pair of glasses.
I'll have to... What I'll do is I'll get a 3D printer get a second pair of glasses. I probably will have to get glass somehow. Stupid. That was dumb. Was that the appropriate reaction?
That's a great looking shirt you have on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's summertime. You are what you eat. Sometimes you want to be a watermelon. Podcast listeners, I'm wearing a t-shirt with a shirt with watermelons cut up on it. I like it. It's from Old Navy. Not sponsored.
Delicious.
I love watermelon.
So refreshing.
All right. So we looked over the Olympic bracket. The Team USA, they've turned it around. We were wondering kind of what some issues were at the beginning, whether they were tired, whether it was the adjustment to maybe Japan, the FIBA rules. We weren't sure what it was. Maybe some tension between the teammates. Devin Booker was asked about playing alongside Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton following his finals loss. And he had this to say.
Uh-oh. Hey, Devin, picking up on that. The first time Kevin Durant played in the Olympics was right after they lost to LeBron's team in the finals.
First of all, and he said it was. It looks like just us three are doing a podcast right now.
Amazing. What's up, Devin? Big fan.
Hey, Devin. Yeah, so I got a question, all right? So, you know what? There's a lot going on in the NBA. You're playing with your Team USA teammates, brethren. You were just in the NBA Finals and lost to Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday, who are on Team USA. Is there any tension between you three? Is there any awkwardness? Is this something that you guys can overcome?
I have to see LeBron in the gym every day. I remember asking Kobe about that, and he said when he
I think we have someone in our Zoom feed. I think someone hacked into us.
2008, after they lost to the Celtics, he never could have handled having to see Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen every day. You do have to see, obviously, Jrue and Chris now. And, you know, Kobe said, if I saw those guys, I'd want to go at them every practice because, to get back at them. Wow. Do you have that?
So just even in this question, first of all, I really do like this this wording. Yeah, it's a great question. It kind of sets him up to not really have a good, a correct answer. You know, I feel like it's like, hey, you want to be like Kobe so bad. Kobe said he wouldn't have been able to do what you're doing right now.
He's just like trying to bait him.
Yeah. Are you weak? Are you not like Kobe? That's essentially what he's getting at. Yeah. But I think he has some strong words.
No, I'm thinking of it. It's kind of a shitty question.
It's well worded, but it's kind of crappy to be on the other end of it.
Have that in you too, or you're going to be able to kind of put all that aside and not have those memories with you?
What if he said, nah, I'm not going to be able to. I've cried three times just today, and with this question, as soon as I'm off camera, I'm gonna have to cry again.
Actually, if I can answer that truthfully, I sit as far away as I can from those two guys. I don't eat my lunch around them. I can't stop thinking about them. I have night terrors of CP3 just going missing. There's only four of us on the court. CP3 is gone. CP3, if you're out there, come home. And
he did. He did.
And we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yep.
And I hate him. Like, whoa, my goodness, Devin.
Loser.
I hate those two men.
Loser.
I hate them. They are the worst individuals. Like, what did this guy want?
Loser.
So, like, what if he was just like, no, I fucking hate them. Oh, my God. Chris Middleton sucks. I hope
nothing but the worst for them. I hope they both get into major accidents. Like,
oh
what?
My God, yeah.
Like, what did this guy want? Like, Kobe said he'd beat up Ray Allen. Would you beat up Jrue? Like,
are you going to? Think of the Kobe mentality, Mamba mentality. Beat the fuck out of that dude right now. What if he was just like, no, I can't get over it. And it's not even basketball related. I had a 12-hour flight here and Chris Middleton snored the entire fucking time. It was awful.
If I can be honest, the Milwaukee Bucks brothers, would you fight either of them?
Yeah. No, honestly, I took a few swings at them on the plane. It was really dangerous. I tossed Drew Holiday into the door, and it swung wide open. It was a whole dramatic scene.
Milwaukee Bucks brothers are tripping. Would you fight either one of them?
God, yeah. I wanted to bash their heads in. This is you know what he's thinking in his head, but you know not necessarily what he's going to say.
The reporter wanted him to say for the headline.
Oh my God!
He's got his. I'm sure this reporter's got his fat fingers on the keyboard saying, wow. Devin Booker says he hates Milwaukee Bucks. Like, This dude is looking for anything he can to get some freaking clicks.
He's saying, hate
this guy.
Listen,
this guy. You and I would be like, Devin, what's up, dog? How's the weather over there? Our questions would be so much better.
I'd be like, yo, Devin, who are you wearing? That's the type of thing. Like, yo, who are you? I see that Nike swoosh. Is that a specific collection? Is it?
You should ask him about the Sons and Four guy. Is he out there?
Yeah. USA, that's the shit. I would be like, when you saw that video, what were you thinking? Did you
USA
think?
USA in four? Is he out here now? Where's that guy at?
Where is Sons and Four guy? We'll have an update on him maybe next week. I'm anticipating news.
I'm sure we will.
I don't have anything about Sons and Four guy for next week, but I'm just anticipating something will come up.
He's been quiet, so something's bound to happen.
The memories are there, but, you know, it's nothing personal between men. We lost, and that's it. You know, and I'm man enough to accept that and move on.
Respect.
I think that's nice. But on another note, I fucking hate those dudes. These guys suck.
Well, on another note, anytime they grab their lunch trays, I smack it out of their hands and all their lunch goes on the floor so they can't eat.
Listen,
they're malnourished out here in Tokyo.
That's why struggling. That's why we're not blowing teams out by 100.
Anytime they try to hurt me, I prefer to Draymond to beat them up.
I gave Chris Middleton an atomic wedgie and he has underwear from 3 days ago that he can't fish out.
It's gonna be real funny when the water I spilled under their bed starts eating through the cardboard on their beds, and their beds just collapse from the water.
Listen, they put laundry in, and I stopped it midway through the dryer period. So when they got to the dryer, it was still wet. Huge inconvenience for their day.
I drew on their beds with crayon because they're cardboard, so the crayon's never gonna come off. It says, you suck.
I fucking hate you. And you got a Mickey Mouse ring, and that shit doesn't even count. That's what he said.
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse ring.
There's no hate, you know, towards Drew.
And then, you know, so he's saying this, flash cut back to him putting Drew in like a chokehold of some kind. It's like, there's no hate there. You know, there's just respect, and he knows his place now.
Is Giannis in the Olympics?
No. Team Greece isn't doing anything, I don't believe.
Okay.
K-Mid, you know, I said it during the series when we had this question. I have a lot of respect for those guys. I mean, you know, when you're competing at the highest level, it doesn't always go your way. But, you know, I'm a forward thinker and move on to the next thing and be able to take my L and move on.
And let me just say my next thing. Let me tell you, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of these guys. Just something stupid like that.
I'm gonna take my L and move on. I'm also gonna give those two an L when I take their plane tickets. They're never gonna get back to America. Yeah. They're stuck in Tokyo, Japan for the rest of their lives.
Good luck. Oh my God. Good luck beating us in the fucking finals in Japan.
Breaking news, Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday nowhere to be found on Team USA's flight back home.
They just went missing. Oh my God, it turns into a hangover movie.
Devin Booker has no comment.
Devin, they add that to the headline. He goes out of his way to call a press conference and he says, listen, these guys went missing and I have no comment. What?
Devin, what's your thoughts on Drew and Chris being left in Japan? No comment. did you do horrific. Something to their plane tickets? No comment.
It was egregious and horrific then, and the same is true now.
They said if you can't beat them, join them. But in that case, I meant they're in Tokyo, Japan for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
their visas have been, they have no visas. their passports have been revoked and they're now Tokyo citizens.
It's a,
sorry, not sorry.
One liner is like, it's just been revoked. Bang. Like,
I mean, the memories are there, but you know, it's nothing personal between.
Leave the memories alone.
I have night terrors. Okay.
No, the memories are still there, but it's not about the journey. It's about the friends that we've made along the way, okay? And I would like to formally announce that I have been recruited and will be joining the Milwaukee Bucks this fall.
I wake up in a pool of my own sweat to the terror of me losing game 6. Is that what you wanted to hear? I hate them.
I wake up on the floor in soggy cardboard because I'm just drenched in my own sweat. This cardboard's making me fall over. God. You
know, Chris and Drew have been really nice. They always say, like, sorry we had to beat you guys. And they're super nice guys, but fuck them.
Listen, on a personal note, I think they're trash. I think they're terrible people. On the court, I respect it. On the court, I respect it. Do not care for them as people.
Anytime they shoot shots, I do block them. Yes, we're on the same team, but I still block their shots.
It's like a weird go-around. I mean, you know how in the Olympics, FIBA rules, you know, no offensive interference, no goaltending. They're like, why are you doing this to us? Because fuck them. That's why. Fuck them kids, bro.
Devin, you say you've blocked every shot Drew Holiday's taken in the Olympics, and you're padding your own stats on blocks. What do you think on that?
Fuck him.
He shouldn't beat us.
Yeah. Listen, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't win the NBA championship. All right. If I had an NBA championship on this finger right here, we'd be solid. This is a tweet from Giannis talking about the Olympics. He was saying, hey, I'm trying to watch the USA team play tonight. You know, his brothers are on there, not his literal brothers, but his other, you know, Bucks brothers. What time is Team USA playing tonight and which channel? And then he said, never mind. Fuck that. I got to pay money. Shit.
Wow. No, it's just like $12.
$5. It's a Peacock subscription, Ted. $5.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And then he can watch the WWE Network.
Or The Office. Giannis would love The Office. I feel like that's right in his comedy wheelhouse. This
you
man,
think so?
you remember the button from last week? Or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. You remember that button?
Right. Well, I think Giannis would hate The Office.
I think he would love it. I think Giannis has that type of sense of humor where he could just, you know, he likes dry humor. He wants to root for
Giannis,
romance.
He also would be like, I love Dwight.
Yeah, Stanley's my favorite character. Stanley's fun.
No,
I like Stanley.
No, we can't let Giannis watch The Office because, like, that Milwaukee Bucks locker room is just going to have everything in jello. He'll be belly laughing. Like, we can't have this.
Devin Booker has been the Dwight to Chris and Drew's gym.
Yes.
Oh, Giannis.
That's if you're not an Office fan, you have no idea what we just said.
I'm just saying names.
But you figure out the algorithm, you'll figure it out.
We talk about Giannis and Antetokounmpo. We talked about his teammates overseas right now. Do you remember this video that I'm about to show you? It's the it's this Chick-fil-A thing. You've probably heard
My
of them.
My pleasure.
Are you going to say your order?
Can I have a 50 piece? Sorry, I will put you. Can I put your camera? Do you mind or no?
Sure.
I just there's 150,000 people watching you right now.
Really?
Wait, really?
That's more people than who are able to figure out how to watch the Olympics, by the way.
Yes.
Also, this order that he's doing right now costs
way more than a Peacock subscription.
Way more than what it would take to watch your friends play basketball for Olympic gold. But no.
No, Giannis isn't here.
Get that.
He wasted all of his money. This is actually his third time around because he couldn't get the video right. He was like, no, I want to nail this for social media.
I've also been thinking about this video a lot.
Let's hear it.
This man ordered 50 chicken minis, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the price of those is, but I think it's like four for a certain price. So it's a lot of money. Verge, I'm going to ask you this question.
I'm going to answer with an answer.
If you go somewhere for breakfast, what are you getting? Like fast food wise?
I think it depends. I like a breakfast. I like some hash browns. I like a muffin. I like a bagel, you know, a sandwich bagel. I'm a big croissant guy. Croissant sandwich.
You get a coffee.
Oh, yes. That's essential. You know? I should have said that first. Yeah, of course. Need a coffee.
Right. This man got 50 biscuit sandwiches, basically.
Not 51. Right? Not 49.
He only 50. Got one large Sprite. This man's mouth had to be so dry. These are the things I think of during an overnight shift. How dry was Giannis's mouth when he finished that Sprite and still had like 30 biscuits to go?
I think he had enough champagne in his system to just soak up everything. You know, he wasn't dry.
Not according to that button.
Fuck off.
Please. 50 piece Mac Minis. 50, exactly.
Okay.
Not 51, not 49. Chicken minis, yes. 50. And let me have a large drink. No ice. Half Sprite, half lemonade.
No ice. Except for the kind on your wrist, am I right?
Thought you would have said that.
It's just talking shit. All right, well, that was a viral video that
hit social media. I'm going to say this, and I think you're going to agree. Giannis just has a cute voice.
Absolutely. Giannis
his voice is so adorable.
I showed my girlfriend this video because I was just really excited. I want to show
it. Oh, weird flex. Okay.
And anyways, she was she's always taken aback whenever she hears his voice because she just forgets that he's, you know, foreign, has an accent.
Yeah.
She said weird flex. What the fuck?
That must be nice.
This was a viral video on social media. Giannis wanted to capitalize on that newfound Chick-fil-A fame, so he went back for more.
Do you work for Chick-fil-A? I do. You do work for Chick-fil-A?
Oh my god, that was so loud.
Giannis, why are you screaming? You're in the car.
Chill a little bit, all right? I know you're excited. So he said, I don't know if you caught it at the beginning, because we spiked out because Giannis is just screaming about Chick-fil-A. That's how excited he is. He sounds like Chris Griffin from Family Guy.
Giannis, just because you have a mask on doesn't mean you have to scream. We can still hear, it's the same volume, brother.
Do you work for Chick-fil-A?
I do.
You do work for Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Let's go, Bucks!
Hey, free Chick-fil-A for life?
Yeah. I don't trust
you. Hey, look, that's not my
call. You don't have a Chick-fil-A shirt on.
He does.
Oh, is it?
That's a Chick-fil-A shirt. Yeah, it is, for sure.
I never see him in blue.
I think he's a manager, I believe. I think he might be the owner of that specific Chick-fil-A.
He's so excited.
So what Giannis said was, I don't know if you caught it. I'll play it again. He asked for free Chick-fil-A for life.
Oh, boy. Is this man poor?
What is he telling us? he can't afford Peacock. Can't afford Chick-fil-A.
You work for Chick-fil-A? I do. You do work for Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Let's go, Bucks!
Hey, free Chick-fil-A for life?
Yeah.
Hey, look.
That's not my call.
That's not my call.
He politely laughed it off and then said, no. I can't do that.
Good for that guy. Good for that guy. He knows.
Isn't Chick-fil-A their whole thing? You have to just keep saying yes or my pleasure.
Yeah, you're right.
That's where he drew the line, though. He was like, haha, no. Thank you, though.
No, what are you, dumb? I know who you are. You just won a championship. You're a perennial MVP candidate. You can afford this Chick-fil-A for $13.95, brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I love that.
The rebuttal should have been, can I get tickets for life? And then Giannis has been like,
oh, we'll see what we can do.
Let me take 51 Mac Minis this time.
Good on Giannis, though, for knowing his worth. Okay, I feel like him asking, there's no harm in that. It was a viral video. Chick-fil-A got a lot of buzz because of the 50-piece. Why not? Why not ask? And also, he just brought a championship to their city. This is the least they can do, right?
No.
Okay.
This man needs to pay for his Chick-fil-A, all right?
That's where you draw the line. You're sick of these rich people getting free things.
What if you and I went up to Giannis and like, hey, can I get that basketball? And he's just like, nah.
I can't imagine him saying no. I feel like Giannis works at a Chick-fil-A. He would say my pleasure to anything. Again,
he was stealing free water that one time. He is poor. Oh my goodness.
Hold up. You're right. I'm going to get that water video up.
Free water.
You are right.
All right, so I'm sure this is going to become a TikTok video. Is Giannis poor? Hold on. Does Giannis have a TikTok? Can we at Giannis on TikTok and ask him if he's poor?
At Greek
Freak. Does he need help? What does he spend all his money on? Chick-fil-A?
Let's go.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Hey,
that's right here.
I'm putting you on the spot.
And then the guy just ignored him. He pulled his phone out, started taking pictures.
Hey, guys, I got pictures.
No pictures. I'm actually not cool with videos. That will cost free Chick-fil-A for life, please.
He's like, this thank you. Oh, I said that already.
Look for me, please. Did you get it?
Yeah. I gotta go.
He's just holding up a huge line. Like, Chick-fil-A generally has a huge line anyways.
All the time.
But this man's on Instagram Live. He's taking videos, pictures of people.
156,000.
He's just bumming for free food. First of all, when this video started, I had 160,000. So when those people heard...
He asked for free Chick-fil-A. 4,000 people said, no, I'm kidding.
They checked out. They didn't want to... They started to realize maybe what we're starting to think about. Is this guy broke?
You guys,
it's kind of sad if you think about it. Where did this man's money go?
He's just not much of a family man. I saw a report, his rookie contract, he sent all of his money to his family back in Greece, and then he didn't have enough money to like find his way to the game his rookie year. So he had to like run to the arena, and a couple on their way to the arena recognized Giannis and gave him a ride there.
That's hilarious.
So I imagine after the NBA championship, all of the money and all of the bonuses that came along with it, he just sent back to Greece. Now he's like, fuck. Like, I don't have money for food.
I'm going to need free Chick-fil-A for life.
And I'm going to get my Instagram up just to put a added pressure on this guy.
Hey, I tried my best. I thought we were going to get Chick-fil-A for life.
There's no way.
That's why I signed in Milwaukee. So I can get free Chick-fil-A for life.
Oh my God.
Did he say that's why I signed with Milwaukee?
Yep.
Milwaukee fans would feel like absolute garbage right now.
No, whereas Milwaukee
signed
fans
with us was for free Chick-fil-A.
They're like, wait, I mean, we won a championship, might as well. I feel like Chick-fil-A needs to get back to him. We're gonna have this is me manifesting things. We're gonna have an update on Chick-fil-A next week. This is that Giannis video.
Update.
By the handful.
By the garbage bag full. Walking away. This looks like a scene from The Office.
Yeah. That's fair.
We need more, like, in cinema or reality shows, anything. We need more people looking at the camera, reacting to things. Like, what if this dude to the left, what if he looked at the camera and was like, can you believe this?
The Jim Halpert face.
This guy's, like, actually just the cashier. And he's like, yo, what are you doing? That's like...
just walking out with, like, $75 of water there.
That's like $32 worth of water.
I need you to just get a Giannis compilation and just put the Office theme song behind it.
He's dun, just like,
yeah, there it is. That's got to be in the thumbnail.
Free water. dun, dun. Oh my God, dun, I love that. Dun, 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 dun. Well, Ted, we alluded to it.
Signs of Milwaukee.
It's just all Milwaukee shots. He's out there on his Instagram live filming things. He's saying, I'm going to go get some free Chick-fil-A. He comes back the next day, asks a different person, like, hey, free Chick-fil-A for life?
He has like the typical like thick glasses on.
It's like not Spider-Man. Oh my God, Superman. Got the glasses on. No one can tell it's Clark Kent.
It's like aren't you Giannis? No.
No, drives away fast.
Brandon's the car in front of him.
That's his new nickname is Superman. By the way, Shaq has given that nickname to him.
Isn't that Dwight Howard's nickname?
No, don't even say that. Shaq has given Superman to Giannis and no one else. That's no one else's nickname.
Kenny the Jet Smith called Dwight Howard Superman.
Yeah, that's Kenny though, not Shaq. Kenny was never Superman.
Was Shaq's nickname Superman?
Yeah, he had the tattoo, or he probably still has the tattoo.
I thought that just stood for Shaq. Shazam.
NBA free agency is going on.
Woo!
Woo! You might not woo up the things I'm about to say, Ted. I want to go over free agency as a whole next week. I don't want to get into it right now because the off season is so volatile. Things we say right now may not be true within the next few hours. So if it's all right with you, I want to go over NBA free agency next week, including everything that happened yesterday and today, because I'm getting notifications as we're recording right now about things that are happening. And I think it'd just be easier and we'd have a better picture of the league next week.
Okay.
a single tear goes down your cheek. You have multiple notes, bunch of pages. Am I right?
I mean, I did some homework, but it's fine.
Hey, that homework isn't going to go bad. We're going to have that for next week, okay?
Fine.
I appreciate
it. I act like a man.
But something that did happen, not free agency related, this was a draft day trade. Kyle Kuzma is no longer a Los Angeles Laker. Oh my God, let's go. Ted.
What's Kyle Kuzma's number on the Lakers?
Zero.
Perfect.
Yep.
Let me get zero Mac Minis.
As a Lakers fan, a self-proclaimed Lakers fan, right? What are your thoughts on Kyle Kuzma?
We took the trash out, baby. The trash got delivered on time.
I was
sitting on the curb waiting for the trash man.
Like I said, we're TikTokers. One of my favorite comments on TikTok last week, it was about Montrezl Harrell. I'll get that TikTok up right now, actually. But before we get to that, I'm gonna get back into that in a second. Kyle Kuzma said, laugh now, cry later. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to laugh now, and then we're going to cry from excitement that this man's in Washington.
Kuz trying to talk his shit. Kuz, you're trash.
Hey, he's an NBA champion, though, and you can never take that away from him. But yeah, laugh now, cry later.
Shut up, Kuzma.
It's like Drake. What if he tweets like God's plan? That could also work. Hold up. What else could he do? Okay, Drake songs that would be good for a caption. For a goodbye, Kyle Kuzma.
Going home.
Yeah, just hold on. I'm going home. I don't think he has anything to do with DC, but it's no. A new home. You know, just hold on. I'm going home. I'm just gonna look.
Nothing was the same.
Nothing was the same. I'm just gonna look up Drake songs on Google.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
In my feelings. Oh, he just says in my feelings. It's like a back frowny
to
face.
Back to back.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Well, I think it's the opposite. He started from the top.
Wants and needs.
Just Chicago freestyle. Like
Money in the Grave. Headlines.
I can make your bed rock, like with a eggplant emoji. Like, what is he talking about?
One dance.
Stupid.
With the girl salsa emoji.
Yeah.
The motto. Like, what does that mean? Sicko mode. That's a Travis Scott song.
He said, "I'm about to go sicko mode."
Lemon pepper freestyle. What are you talking about? Your Chick-fil-A order? What's happening here?
Anyways, yeah, Kyle Kuzma, Washington, D.C. He's in his feelings.
DC slide.
hell yeah, fucking right. I mentioned TikTok. Montrezl Harrell also heading over to... heading over to Washington. And we predicted collectively... via TikTok, via our podcast that got turned into a TikTok, exactly what was going to happen. And
I said, just trade him.
Said, fuck it. And I said, this video that we're about to show you was fake. It boosted his trade value.
We both collectively.
Someone commented.
When I said trade him.
Why does he hate Montrezl Harrell so much?
Who's he referring to, me or you? Because we both hate him.
I have no ill will towards Montrezl Harrell.
Is this a me, Jack Hoff? Oh boy, is this a me, Mr. Hoff? Is this a me? Is this a me, sir? Why do I hate Montrezl Harrell? There's a too long of a list. I also hate your name.
I think that's a fun name.
You would, weirdo. Yo,
what the fuck? I didn't do anything wrong, all right? I'm just bringing up the facts, all right? And the facts are, this guy's asking you why you hate Montrezl Harrell so much.
Play the TikTok. Where's that number one? Mr. Reliable.
No, these guys look like they can ball, but also he just broke the backboard.
Yeah, whatever. Shaq did it a thousand times.
First of all, this is a crazy thing I'm seeing on my screen right now. I'm seeing you here. I'm seeing you here. I'm seeing you there. I feel like I'm in the Brady Bunch right now.
I want to hear what he did.
He's got to pay for that, right?
He can't afford that.
Giannis?
When did I say... Don't I say trade him somewhere?
I was thinking when I saw this video is staged. I think this is like manufactured to get Montrezl Harrell's trade value.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a good call.
We're talking about Los Angeles.
I think it was towards the beginning. So we'll listen to this beginning and then we'll move on.
What are your thoughts on Montrezl Harrell?
I don't really care for him.
All right.
I mean, like, when they signed him, I was, like, cool with it because he'd be, like, a bench guy. But I don't care for him.
That didn't sound like hate.
Yeah, I said I don't care for him. I didn't say it. I wasn't Devin Booker in a press conference.
You like, weren't like, listen, I could have been like,
I hope this man never comes back. I hope he loses his shoes. Like, I didn't...
I wish that when he went up for the dunk, he just kept flying and just kept going, okay? Went into space. He had a few coaches' DNPs during the playoffs. His value right now is at an all-time low.
Is he a free agent?
I don't know right now.
Trade him.
So this is him playing in the draft. Got it. Not Nostradamus right over here.
We're too good. I think the moral of the story here is we're too good.
It's like we do this, right? This is something we do.
Right. I know you can't make my image any bigger right now on screen.
Nope.
But I'm gonna give me the floor for 2 seconds.
You got it. Take it.
Mr. Jack. Mr. Hoff. I don't like your name. I hate your name as much as I hate Montrezl Harrell.
So that
why
means
do I hate why do I hate him. Montrezl Harrell so much? because he was trash. And we took the trash out like we're taking the trash out with Kyle Kuzma. We took the trash out. The garbage man lifted it up. He threw it in the back of a truck that we call DC. The Wizards. The trash went to the trash dump, all right? The bag of trash. He was carrying two bags of trash. One in one hand was Kyle Kuzma. The other one was Montrezl Harrell. And then there was that, like, then there was that other piece of trash that the husband was like, ah, honey, should we throw it away or should we keep it? That was KCP. All right. They were like, ah, should we get rid of it? Should we not? So, like, it's not trash, but it is trash. At the end of the day, nice. It's trash. Could they have kept it? Could a garbage picker been like, oh, that's a nice lamp still. I think I can use that in my home. That would be KCP. He didn't go by and say, hey, I need that trash bag of Kuzma and that trash bag of Montrezl Harrell. No, they took that to the trash. So, Mr. Jack Hoff, I like to just tell you, that's why I hate Montrezl Harrell and your name.
Is there a bigger L as an adult than missing trash day? Because that happened to me yesterday. It sucks. I've got a full can of trash outside.
Imagine the Lakers missed trash day. We would have been stuck with two bags of trash.
Is that what trade deadline is called? Trash day?
It should be. Man, we did some spring cleaning here in Los Angeles. Sorry, Jack.
Spring cleaning. Oh my God, I'm sweating.
It's all good.
It smells a little bit nicer in Los Angeles, though, doesn't it?
We got ourselves a Russell Westbrook on a farm.
Also happened on draft night. The number one overall pick, Cade Cunningham, went to Detroit.
Your boy.
That's my boy right there, Motor Cade Cunningham. He's ready to step into the league and be real good. We did a game last week. Do you remember that? It was called NBA Draft Prospect or World War II Veteran.
Yes.
And you won that game. You correctly guessed more than you didn't get. And
probably a first on the show.
Do you remember the three NBA prospects? Now I guess NBA players that I had mentioned. Do you remember them by name?
There was like a bookshelf. Am I just thinking trash though? No, I don't.
Okay.
I know there's somebody's name had a book in it though.
Booker. No. So I feel like I became energetically aligned with these three. Something about them, just because their names kind of sounds like they could have been World War II commanders. I feel like we need to accept these guys as some of our favorite players in the league. So we want to follow these guys, okay? And then see how they go as the years progress, okay?
We're also going to do this with Kyle Kuzma and Montrezl Harrell, but we're not going to be fans of them. We're going to see how bad they do in their new cities.
With every NBA draft, how about we take this is the max deal draft. So we take these three players, and these are the three that we become fans of, okay? Regardless of if they play well or not, these are our boys, okay?
Okay.
So there's
you have to refresh me on the names.
James Bouknight. He was drafted 11th to the Hornets.
Okay, I can get behind that.
Cameron Thomas, drafted 27th to the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. And then
what position is he?
Cam Thomas is a shooting guard, I believe.
So he can't take Kyrie's spot. That's unfortunate.
No, he's a shooter though, and Brooklyn needs shooters, so they'll put him around. He'll get floor time for sure. And then the Magic at number 8 took Franz Wagner.
I can get behind that name. That's a fun name.
So James Bouknight, Cam Thomas, and Franz Wagner. We're going to follow your careers. Congratulations. You have been drafted to the max deal. We are fans of you, and we cannot wait to see how your careers progress moving forward.
Congrats, boys. It's almost like when Barstool started getting Barstool athletes. These are the max deal athletes.
These are the max deal athletes.
You don't get anything from us.
No.
But maybe someday when we sell out.
Oh, I'm excited for that day. Oh, my God, Ted.
Also, congrats to Kyle Kuzma and Montrezl Harrell on finally getting out of the city that I love. And I hope y'all have a terrible time on the Wizards. Have fun being Bradley Beal's backup.
You know something I always say to in regards to people I dislike? I say, I hope you have a bad Christmas. And that sounds like it'd be appropriate for you referring to Kyle Kuzma and Montrezl Harrell. But we'll get to that next week along with the rest of free agency. We're going to have some Chick-fil-A updates. We're going to have some Suns and Four updates. Ted, you do this thing every single week where we come to the end of our conversation and you take us out, my friend.
I would just like to say, I'm just going to keep ranting about Kyle Kuzma. No, I'm going to save it for next week. I'm going to have a whole monologue, like an opening of an SNL skit.
Yep.
Night, whatever I want to say there. But we learned that Giannis is very poor. We learned that Luka is not Croatian. He's Slovenian.
You nailed it.
And we learned that the Max Deal now has We learned that the Max Deal now has the Max Deal Athletics. So apply today to be a Max Deal athlete.
TMDA.
Where you get absolutely nothing in return for us being your fans.
Yep.
So take that. If you need fans, hit us up. We'll cheer for you.
Yeah. Oh my God. We take bids to be fans. I'm going to start an eBay. By the time, maybe not next week, the week after, we're going to sell our football fandom, Ted. Okay. We're going to put up it on eBay. Our football fandom will go to the highest bidder. So if they want us to be Bengals fans, we got to be Bengals fans for
a week. We'll talk about your team for like 5 minutes. And maybe more people will listen. Will listen, watch your teams play. But that's all for next time. This was the Max Deal. I'm Ted. That was Jordan. We'll see y'all next week.